Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Lee Auto Malls, and listeners like you. Today's segment features screenwriter Desi Van Til of Portland. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
A few months before my husband Sean and I got married in 2006, we got to watch Radiohead live. We'd seen them before from the nosebleeds at the Hollywood Bowl, but that night they gave us the gift of something different. They suddenly started playing songs we'd never heard before, tunes they were trying out for their upcoming album. I had goosebumps. I had to dance. I felt completely and wholly alive. I knew these were going to be my future favorites. Three years and one newborn daughter later, now living in Portland, Maine, I found myself facing the horrifying prospect of having to undergo two extremely complicated back-to-back surgeries on the artery in my neck. Over the course of a decade, a lemon-sized tumor had wrapped itself like a fist around the branching point of my carotid artery right before it reached the base of my skull. People would say, geez, some crowbars, look at those lymph nodes. The first procedure, before they could cut out the tumor, was to be performed by an interventional radiologist who, over the course of many hours, threaded a micro-robot through the femoral artery in my groin to crawl its way slowly up to my neck, where its mission was to deposit tiny little droplets of superglue into each and every one of the myriad blood vessels feeding the tumor in order to shrink it slightly. And the worst part was that I couldn't sleep through it. Because they were messing with the blood flow to my brain, the surgery had to be performed with me in a responsive, semi-awake state so they could ascertain whether or not they'd started to give me brain damage. Okay, great. So they asked me if I wanted to listen to any music to take my mind off the Blade Runner squirting superglue in my blood. How could I choose anything but Radiohead's In Rainbows? Could there be a better soundtrack for the futuristically nightmarish hours I was to spend on the operating table as robots infiltrated my body? The cool thing about Radiohead is that it, at the same time, can be sort of creepy, dystopian, but still wildly romantic. Like, his voice is so beautiful, his falsetto, it's just soft and enveloping. I don't always know what a given Radiohead song means, but I always know how it feels. That music was my association with feeling alive, but also I knew that it would transport me. I'm Desi Van Til. I'm a screenwriter who lives in Portland, Maine, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.